Good morning, everybody. Good afternoon, good evening, wherever you're listening from. I just want to say hello. I am back. It's been a little bit over a few months since I've been on, but I am so thankful to be here with you. I really just want to express my gratitude this whole year. I know there's a lot that's been happening, a lot of good things. And so today we're just going to share just a few things through my podcast, Reality Hits. So before we get started, I want to have you guys go ahead and share with somebody that could definitely use this message, like at the bottom, and also subscribe so that you can keep me alive and keep listening to me. So with all that being said, let's go ahead and get started. I'm so thankful to be here today. It is actually New Year's Day here in Galveston, Texas. I don't know where you're listening from, but here where I'm at, it is a whole new year. And how many of you guys, like, honestly had this huge anxiety of the new year approaching? I know I did. It seems like it happens to me every time, like every single year. I always have like this, I'm just going to be real, like this fear of like, what is next year going to hold? Like, what am I going to do next year? Some things I didn't finish this past year. Now I feel like, oh my gosh, I need to do it this year, right? And so reality really hit me. Like, all of a sudden, I went to bed early the New Year's Eve. I'm thinking, if I could just go to bed early and I wake up the next day, everything is just going to be different. My life is going to change. I am going to see, you know, these new things happening in my life. You know, all the new, some things that I lost in this past year, they're just magically going to appear in my life. Like, all these things, you know, came to my mind. Like, all of a sudden, I'm just going to sleep through the new year. So I did. And then I woke up the next morning and guess what? Nothing changed. It's New Year's Day and nothing has changed other than I am still here, right? And I'm so thankful, so grateful that I am alive and well. I woke up, I was very energetic. I slept super good. I woke up with a whole new mindset. Like, this is something that I get to do. Like, I get to direct my life, honestly, in every word that we can put it, we get to pretty much allow ourselves to direct the path that we want to go to. And always, you know, in my lifetime, I always put God first and I always pray, God, you know, order my steps, you know, order the directions I need to go, like, show me what I need to do. And many times I just don't necessarily hear a voice, but I sense a feeling, like I know that there are some things that I need to do, and then I know that there are some things that I shouldn't do. And sometimes, you know, in life, just because we are humans, we disobey and things go a different direction because we should have went another way that we knew was the right way. But yeah, sometimes we don't listen and things happen. Anyways, that's another story. So I just want to share today about the simplicity of life. Sometimes, you know, we make things harder than they are. This whole thing of the new year approaching would have been a lot simpler for me if I would not have been so much in my head of all the things that I feel like I need to accomplish before the end of the year. And because they were not done, I almost felt like a failure. Like, I didn't finish some things. I didn't, you know, I procrastinate a lot of times. I was needing to start working on my book a year ago, actually 3 years ago, but I was going to start this past year and I haven't just yet. Again, that is on my list to do this coming year. Y'all, the only thing you have to change when the new year approaches is you don't have to change the goals as far as what you want to do. You just have to change the date. Just change the date. Just make it a whole new year, like with new things that you want to do, and finish out what you didn't finish last year, right? So that's kind of where I'm at. I just was putting so much emphasis on like, I've got to do this, and I've got to go here, and I got to finish that, and I've got to learn this, and I want to, you know, go to school here and I want to finish that and I want to cook and I want to do all these meals and I want to prepare that. Well, y'all, guess what? I get to do it this year. So you just don't change the year, just change the plan. So here I am making this huge deal, all this anticipation, all this anxiety and the, oh my gosh, let me just go to bed, let me get this year over with, let me start a whole new year. And I wake up and I get to do what I'm doing. And I get to set new goals and I get to see my friends and I get to be with my family. I, you know, thankfully I have a job, you know, have a car, have a home. I am so thankful, and I forget how thankful and grateful I need to be and how we all need to be in life, you know, because of the things that we've been given, right? And another opportunity, another day, another chance in life to do great things and to serve others along the way as well. So I always have this thing like, oh, my loved ones are not here. You know, I lost my husband and my daughter a few years back. And I always sit back and I'm thinking how nice it would be, you know, for them to be here with us and celebrating Christmas, celebrating the new year, like all the things that they could be missing and all the growth that, you know, that I have gone in life and all the growth that my kids have gone through in life itself, how I wish like my husband could be a part of that and see that, and how I long for my daughter Maddie, you know, at 23, like what would she want for Christmas, and how beautiful it would be for her to be here to see her nieces and nephews. And so, you know, I get a little bit melancholy because I feel like sometimes it's just not fair, you know, that they're not here. You know, they're in heaven celebrating and just newness and celebrating life eternal. And, you know, I can be a little selfish because I would love to have them here. I miss them. And the fact that they're not here, it hurts. It hurts, you know, my heart. It hurts me inside so deeply that it's really hard sometimes to share with other people that kind of pain that I go through. But you know what? I've always thought that if I could go through that pain and stay there for just a little bit and get out of it, like come out of it and know that, okay, well, I'm thankful for what I have. I have my loved ones here. Let me just be thankful for my kids. Let me be thankful for my grandkids. Let me be thankful for my mom and all the people in my life. Then a lot of that pain that I have of my loved ones, it just little by little just fades away. It never goes away. It just fades away slowly to the fact that I could actually perform that day, that I could actually, you know, be alive and well, that I can talk, that I can do, that I can move, because it can literally paralyze you. Like the pain of losing someone is so intense that it can paralyze you. And if you allow yourself to stay in that state of mind, you can really lose yourself. And so I have learned through the years that at each, it's hard though, because prior to like Christmas, maybe a week before, 2 weeks before Christmas, or 2 weeks before, 3 weeks before New Year's, or 2 weeks before their birthdays, or 3 weeks before their anniversary when they passed away, it always is like an anxiety trip. It's like crazy. I cannot even explain it, but it's an anxiety trip in my head, and I go there. I don't know why. It's just because I am human and I have feelings and emotions. I go there, and sometimes I allow it to penetrate my brain so deeply that I forget that I have other people around me, that I have a job to do, that I have a house to clean, or I have things to do, and I get so zoned into that act of missing my loved ones that I completely forget what's going on around me. And I don't know if you felt this, but I just want to stay there. I just want to be in that zone. And sometimes I just want to be left alone. I just want, you know, my door closed. I just don't want to go anywhere. I don't want to see anybody. And I go there, right? And I have to tell myself that I've got to do something. I cannot stay here because it's so easily, for those that have lost a husband, a daughter, a wife, it's so easy to stay in that frame of mind and really go into a deep state of depression. It's so easy to go there, y'all. I know it. I know it's so easy, but you've got to remember that there's others around you that need you. And so that has propelled me to keep moving forward and keep going, knowing that I have other kids that need me, that I have grandkids that need me, that I have my mom that needs me, that I have friends that need me. So with all that being said, I have been able to propel forward in every single state of celebration in life. I celebrate birthdays and I celebrate when they passed away and I Christmas and all these Father's Day and mother and birthdays, all these things become a huge deal. But every year, I kid you not, till today, I have a little minute right before their birthdays, right before Father's Day, right before Christmas. I have those little moments, but I've learned to give myself that time. And then I've also taught myself to move forward. Like, do not stay there very long. You are allowed to grieve. You're allowed to cry. You're allowed to scream. You're allowed to do all those things. But my advice to you would be just not to stay there very long. So this is just a moment in time. I always tell myself, I'll get through this. That birthday will come. That, anniversary will come. All those things will come. And then it's what you do prior to that to get there and move on to the next day that's going to help you every single year. And every year will get easier. I can't tell you that you'll forget, that you will forget them. It just becomes easier. Now, for me, it has been a few years, but it always seems like just yesterday, right? Just yesterday. Because you have a picture that comes up on Facebook, or you'll have like something, a memory that hits you, like a song, or you go to your favorite restaurant and all of a sudden you see yourself and your spouse, or yourself and your children, or that child in that table, that chair, and you just like all of a sudden you go there, right? So it's hard, I know, because I've been there. And I like certain songs that come on, Spotify, I'll hear a song and all of a sudden I'm like, oh my gosh, I remember when Mike and I, we used to hear that song, or he introduced me to that song, or a special food or a dish or a special meal that you guys used to cook together, or a special dessert, that was his favorite or your child's favorite thing to do, like a park or whatever, y'all. I know, but I just go there in my head for like a millisecond, and then I have to start thinking about other stuff, because otherwise I just want to cry. Like, I just start crying, like tears come out of my eyes, and it's really hard to hold back. But you know what? I just learned that I know that good things are in life are coming. I know this is a whole new year. I know it's going to be another year of celebrations all the way around, from family to jobs to fitness to all these things that I have and goals for me. And again, it's a little hard sometimes, but I know that I can always confide in people, especially my kids. If you have special people that you can confide in and talk to and share and express those kinds of feelings, it's always good to talk about it, or talk to someone about it, or share with somebody and just have them listen to you. It's always good to have, a handful of friends, a good confidant or spouse or partner or someone that you can trust, that you can count on, and talk to them, let them know how you're feeling. And a lot of things is just, I think just in life, we just have to release some things. Sometimes it's just controlling certain situations. Sometimes it's just releasing, just the fears of life. Sometimes it's just releasing the I just want to do it myself, because sometimes we need help. Sometimes we just need someone to just help us in a way that benefits us, whether it's just having a good ear, conversations, or having a friend to hold accountability in areas of our lives, whether it's fitness, whether it's healthy eating, whether it's like reading your Bible, whether it's like finishing a task or finishing a goal or finishing any things that you have in mind, you know, find someone that can help you to hold accountable and help you to remind you, you know, because we need that. We need that friend that could be there for us. And so for me, releasing control is not always wanting to do it myself. Like, I'm that kind of person that if I want to get something done, I feel like I have to do it because nobody else is going to do it better, right? Nobody is going to do it the way I do it. And that's been something that I've been working on in the past years, of not always me having to do everything or me having to have control over the whole situation, because I feel like if I don't have control over the situation, that it's not going to get done right and it's going to completely throw me overboard and I'm going to be full of anxiety because, again, it's not something that's going to be done however I want to see it done, right? And so that's something new for me, I think, as this new year approaches. It's going to be a matter of me just trusting God in the process and just knowing that he's got his best interest for me, and being able to trust him to be able to do some things that I can't do as well as I want them to be done. But I know that with his guidance and his help, I'll be able to perform and do some things better. I think mentally, emotionally, and physically for me, as I am, you know, again, you know, we're not getting any younger, right? We just have to be real. We have to be real with ourselves, you know, as we're just growing in age. You know, we grow in wisdom. We grow in a lot of good ways in our lives. But I think overall, we just need to see life as a as an opportunity, I guess, for growth. And for me, it has been a little bit challenging because, you know, we have different health issues, we have body issues, we have mental issues, we have things, issues in life that happens to all of us, right? Could be from an aching knee to aching back, feet, it could be many issues that we have. And sometimes those types of ailments can impede us in us moving forward in our process of, you know, fitness and eating healthy or making healthy decisions and whatever endeavors you might have for the year, you know. So I just always, you know, want to keep it simple. I guess for me, I'm very routinal. So I like to, you know, in the mornings, I have a routine. In the mid-afternoons, you know, if I'm at work, I'm at work. Then after work, I have a routine. Then in the evenings before bed, I like to do certain things before I go to bed. And, you know, and then same thing in the morning again. And so I am in a very good routine, which I do like, you know, for myself. And now I am just going to incorporate a few added, things are going to help me to just to even be that much better and to be able to perform a little bit different in my fitness level and my spirituality and my mind. Some things that I want to see happen, and I want to start learning how to create a different environment in my world that will help me to be more proactive in how I see things, how I am going to, if I am going to start writing my book, what do I need to do? If I am going on a fitness challenge, what are some things that I'm going to incorporate in my lifestyle? If I am going to lose a few pounds here and there, what are some things that I'm going to eat and what are some things that I'm not going to eat? You know, and I want to put myself in the presence of just great people. I want to be surrounded by smart, great, positive people that could, you know, help me along the way to be just that a better person overall. You know, that I could learn from a lot of great minds and smart minds around me. So I also feel like, you know, as we are coming into this new year, 2025, I think we have to create space. And we have to create a safe space for us to be able to be productive, for us to be able to be better humans, for us to be healthy and also wise. I think we have to create a space of gratitude, a space of a spirit of thankfulness, and just knowing that every morning, every night, every morning we wake up and to be thankful and grateful that we're alive. And every night that we get to bed, we need to be thankful and grateful for the activities and all the to-dos that we were able to get done that day, right? And sometimes we don't finish certain things, certain tasks, or we are not able to complete a certain goal for that day. But guess what? You don't have to beat yourself up. You just get up the next day and do it, you know, try to get it done the next day. And so for me, it has been, you know, being that I live here, you know, with my mom, I have to kind of sometimes, you know, shut the door, and I've got to get some things done. So I have to sit and write everything down. I do have a planner. I like to keep everything down so I can remember everything and things to do. And one of my biggest thing is sometimes I feel like I'm cluttered, but I'm cluttered, but I know everything where it's at in my room, right? I know every, like, if you were to ask me, Pam, where is such and such, I can tell you where everything is at in my room. And it looks a little bit cluttered, but I know where everything is at. So sometimes our brains can be cluttered, right? It can be cluttered with so much stuff. And I know at my age, I know it's just kind of hard to say this, but yes, at my age, and I'm not going to tell you how old I am, but at my age, if you know me, you know how old I am. But sometimes my brain can get cluttered, and it can get cluttered with a bunch of stuff that is stuff that I don't need. And so what I like to do is, like, I like to write everything down on a Sunday is how I like to have a planner. I don't know if you guys have a planner, but I would encourage start this brand new year with a brand new planner, January the 1st, 2025. And what I like to do to unclutter my brain, my mind, my thoughts is I like to write down on a Sunday, and or today being that it is a Wednesday, you can start today and write down everything that you want to do for the whole week and write it down on your planner, right? And then put down some goals like that you want to accomplish that week or even that day. Like, write down the top five things that you want to do. These are your top five priorities, top five things that you want to get accomplished. Like, it could be anywhere from, you know, pre-making your meals. It could be anywhere from drinking 60 ounces of water today. It could be anywhere from, you know, making sure you have your fiber and how many ounces of that, and making sure that, okay, to stay refrain from certain foods, you know, just always keep that accountability there for you, that you know, writing it down. And so I like to do that. The top five are my priority. There could be 10 things that you've got to do that day, but do your top five for that day. And the same thing for the next day and the next day, and then give yourself a little grace. Like, throughout the weekend, you know, if there are certain foods that you might want to eat that you haven't eaten all week, then I would not kick myself for eating something that I want to eat, whether it's a bowl of ice cream, or it could be some yogurt, or it could be, you know, a piece of cake. I mean, you can't be in this world and completely refrain from all those things. It's impossible. So I would give yourself a little grace, and mind you, have a little something. And then again, you know, if you have your fitness goals, you can write that on there. Like, I work out, you know, say from 5 to 7, put it in there. If your goal is, you know, before bed to do some devotions or have some quiet time or meditation, whatever you may need, block that time out so you can have that quiet time. You know, if it means reframing from social media from such time to such time, you know, you can put that on your phone as well. Just carve that time out that you want to spend time, whether it's in a meditation or just quiet time or just time to reflect, and write it down in your journal. If you have a journal, you can write down in the morning journal, in the evening, and write things down. Like, What was the highlight of your evening? What was something that you would, you know, that you can embrace from it? Or what is something that you could change from, if there's anything that you could change from your day that you could see that, oh, maybe I spent 2.5 hours going through social media and just, you know, whatever. What are some things that you want to change, make it different instead of doing that you could do? So there are some things that, you know, we can reflect and we can go back to when we're feeling like, gosh, I feel like my time is being so wasted and I just need to reflect and I need to be in the moment, right? So it's all a matter of discipline. I think we have to learn to discipline ourselves, and this goes for me. I'm speaking to me right here because I need to have discipline in some areas in my life. I just feel like I've gotten a little bit lazy, right? We all get lazy because we are humans and we live in this world. And that is just normal because it's going to happen. I cannot tell you how much is going to happen because we're human beings. And again, I'm just being real with you because this is reality hits, and it has hit me this past year. I have been lazy in some areas of my life, but you know what? You get to make it better. That is the difference in us being humans, is that we get to make it change. We get to make changes in life. You are the author of your own life, of what you want to do, what you want to see change, what you want to allow into your life, who you want in your life, who you don't want in your life. You get to make that decision. Starts today. Like, what do you want to see in the next month? What do you want to see in the next 6 months? What do you want to see in the next year to come, y'all? Next year will be here before you know it. So it's a matter of disciplining yourself, telling yourself what you want to do, you know, every morning, telling yourself what you want to accomplish in the mid-afternoon, telling yourself what you want to get done that evening. I also think that rest is super important, because if you can get enough sleep into your body, you're able to be that much more active the next day. And then you get to be able to think right. Your mind is not foggy. You're not tired. You're not irritable. You're not frustrated, irritated, all those things, right? Because lack of sleep. So I encourage you to get good sleep. Whether it's 5 hours, 6 hours, seven, it's up to you. But as long as you are getting a good REM sleep, I think you'll be able to perform the next day a lot better. So we're creating space where we're just being more mindful. We know anxiety is real. It's going to hit us. But what we do prior to that and in the moment is what's going to propel us to move forward. We don't want to stay stuck and be full of anxiety. We want to release control. We just want to know. We know that God controls everything in our lives. He is the one, the author that can propel us forward in doing things that we need to do. He ultimately, you know, if you can give God the control that we need to give him, I think that things will be a lot better for us, because a lot of times we want to do things our way. We just want to do what we want to do. We're just going to do it however we're going to do it. But ultimately, God can control everything in our lives to the point where we don't even have to sit here and be controlling. We can allow him control in our lives to where we can just easily maneuver things in life, knowing that he is ordering our steps, that he is lining things up, and that he is the author and the finisher of our faith, to where he knows exactly what's best for us. He knows exactly. He created us all, so he definitely knows everything about us, and he knows everything about us before we even ask. You know, before we even ask or think, he knows what's going on with us. It's not like a huge surprise, like, oh, you know, it's not like we're just walking around like, oh, I wonder if God knows what's going on with me. Yes, he does. And so sometimes we just have to relinquish our control and allow him to control us, you know, with just his word and the word, not controlling. I don't mean controlling like, let me change that. I don't mean controlling like, I'm controlling you. No, like really like ordering our steps. I think that's a better way. It's just relinquishing that control and just allowing God to just move in our lives, right? I think that's a better way to put it. Like have him, for instance, for me, sometimes I have the way that I have to pray sometimes is like, God, not my will, but your will be done. So like there are some things in my life that I need removed or that I need help with. I just pray and I ask God, and then He gives me the ways and means to go about it, right? That's simple. Other people have other ways of doing stuff, and that's fine too. Whatever works for you, it's great, but this is what I do. And so, nevertheless, now it's a whole new year, and we talked about just releasing a lot of things in life. Just again, I hope that this year is going to be an amazing year for you. Just set out some things that you want to do. Again, write it down. Set some places that you want to visit. Write it down. Set some foods that you want to eat, restaurants that you want to go. Write it down. Put like, I have this poster, a board of some places that I want to go and, countries that I want to go visit, and just some things that I want to do. So I now I'm going to expand that board because obviously there are some new things that I want to go do, right? So there are some things that you probably had in mind to that you wanted to do last year, and guess what? It might not be something you want to do this year, and guess what? That's okay. It is totally okay. You can change your mind. You can set new goals. You can set whatever you want to do in life. I kid you not, you can just set whatever you want to do and you're able to do whatever it is that you want to do. Don't ever let anybody stop you from that. I always say the sky's the limit because God has given us this beautiful world for us to check out. Go check it out. Like there's so many places up the street. There's places up the street wherever you live that you haven't seen, all the way from the library to you can go to galleries, you can go to the parks, you can go to all these places. Y'all, I live in Galveston. There's this place up in Houston there I've been wanting to go visit that I've never seen, and I didn't even know that it was in Houston. Is these parks, these climbing parks that have rocks and trees. So there's just start small, like in your city. And then you can venture out. Like, I know there's all these recipes too that are always popping on my phone. Guess what? I have not made any of them. And guess what? This year, I want to be able to cook new meals. Like, it could be anything from maybe drawing, or it could be if you have an artistic, heart that you can draw and do stuff. Or maybe it's climbing, rock climbing. It could be anything. It could be drawing. It could be learning how to make coffee, like fancy coffees, like those fancy machines and stuff. I don't know, it could be just about anything. So I urge you to do something new this year, like something that you've never done before. Like write it down. Like what is the top five things that you want to do? That you want to do, that you want to go, that you want to be, that you want to see. I don't know, just write it down. But that is what I want to do. I am gonna do the same thing. I'm gonna write down some new things. I know that I talked a lot about some just the newness in life, the simplicity of life, and the quality of life that we want to have this coming year. It's whatever you create. It's what you want to see happen. So just with everything in mind, I hope that you can encourage somebody, to listen to this message. It could be for them. It could be something that they're needing. I will be able to share some more stuff here in the next week or so. I really want to thank you for taking the time to come on board with me. Again, it's been a few months since I've been on, but I am so thankful and grateful that I got to sit here with my candles on and my little coffee here and be able to share with you my heart. I really hope to see you next time on my podcast, When Reality Hits. Please share and like at the bottom again and subscribe so you can be with me everywhere in your car. We're all areas that you can hear me, that you can just kind of be there with me. and listen to my podcast. So with all that being said, I hope you guys have an amazing day and we'll talk some more later.